Here with Secretary Vilsack at the National Ethanol Conference. Mr. Secretary, I'd just ask you a couple of questions. First of all, the Outlook for Agriculture Conference this week and the 150th anniversary of USDA. Mm-hmm. What's your outlook for renewable fuels and ethanol in particular?
Well, I'm particularly bullish on both the future of ethanol and renewable fuels in this country. Obviously, as we see rising oil prices, the uncertainty in the Middle East causing rising oil prices, we can control our own destiny more effectively by producing our own fuel here in America. The E15 announcement from EPA opens up a new opportunity, and we're certainly going to encourage folks to register and get started and our marketers to start pumping E15. That's going to take a little of the pressure off. People don't realize in this country that we probably pay a buck a gallon less for gas because we have a renewable fuel industry. So we ought to be thankful for that, and we ought to be doing everything we can to encourage it to continue.
All right. Also, yesterday, the National Corn Growers, John Doggett, said that he thought that the RFS was more important than the Farm Bill, possibly, for corn growers and even for rural America in particular. What do you think? Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I think it's critical that we maintain the RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standard, because it's what basically creates the opportunity for these folks to fill a need. And I will tell you, I think it's under attack a bit. I think their folks are going to try to play with it. And they ought not to play with it. They ought to just leave it alone, and we ought to be working hard to try to meet the standards and the goals. Because when we get to 36 billion gallons of renewable fuel in this country, we're not only going to create new opportunities for farmers and ranchers and growers and producers, but we're also going to create jobs. There are up to 1 million jobs that could be created as a result of this, and we'll also have that that opportunity to get our tanks filled at the gas station for far less money. Those are all good things for the country, and it makes us far more secure.
All right. Thank you very much for being here at the National Ethanol Conference. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.